Frank Tappolito.
I'm Amanda Fama, WRPR News. The way people get their music is constantly evolving. In the new digital era, it's becoming very easy for people to steal music without paying the artist. Nowadays, people are finding new methods on how to pay tribute to the artists without paying a dime.
Programs like Spotify and Pandora are taking over older means of the way people obtain their music. Spotify is a free-to-download software that gives millions of tracks to listeners for free, as the record companies sign contracts with Spotify and get paid per listen. Pandora is also a free online radio streaming site that shuffles through songs of similarity based on the listener's tastes.
Both sites have premium options, which are available for monthly fees that improve the music experience of the listeners. But the basic package of both these sites revolves around free music for the masses. With the music medium changing all the time, music streaming sites like Spotify and Pandora are finding a legal way to reach more people. Now, people don't have to purchase or steal any of their music, because all the music they could want is free to listen to at any time, and still pays tribute to the artists and royalty holders. Music producer at House of Loud Studios in Elmwood Park, Mike Lisa, spoke with us about the convenience and exposure that Spotify provides to the listeners.
I think they can be better for the most part, just because, I mean, the simple fact that more people can hear it whenever they want. Yeah, I think it's as simple as that. With iTunes, you know, it's more of a conscious thought to, like, sit down and buy something and then listen to it.
Spotify in particular has become a breath of fresh air for recording studios who have been searching for a way to stop people from only stealing music. The most listened to song on Spotify last year was Gautier and Kimbra's Somebody That I Used to Know, which racked up an estimated 500 million streams through 2012, according to an article by The Independent. The article says it plans to pay out $360 million to artists this year. Ramapo student who has music on Spotify, Stephen Heckman, talked about the great opportunity it is for musicians to get on Spotify.
As a musician, do you like the idea of being paid per listen rather than, like, focusing more on, like, record sales?
I think that today's technology with music streaming, more bands should adapt to it because it's free exposure. And, you know, bands aren't really making their money off of selling records anymore unless they're extremely popular. So it's good exposure for them. And, you know, if someone finds a band that they like, then maybe they'll go see them live or buy their merchandise. And that's where bands make most of their money.
The impact of the emergence of these sites has made a big impact on musicians as well. Bands and artists now have to tailor the distribution of their music to the streaming era in order to optimize the most profit and exposure. Music major and drummer for the band Audio Insight, Dan Sullivan, gave his insight on the opportunity these streaming sites give to artists like him.
Dan, what is your opinion overall of Spotify?
Well, I've been using Spotify for probably about a year now, and I think it's excellent. I think it really decreases the amount of illegal downloading of music, and it gives the bands what they deserve.
Ramapo student Ryan Flannery also spoke on this topic, discussing how iTunes is more direct with profit, but streaming sites are becoming the next big thing. Since you write your own music and you have your own songs, would you rather have your songs on iTunes and get paid per song, or have them on Spotify where the ads help pay for all the music?
It's tough to answer because the exposure Spotify is blowing up now, so I feel like it's better exposure at this point.
Music will continue to change long after streaming sites like these die out. But for now, the music industry has found a way to reach out to more people and salvage funds that are lost to piracy. Despite concerns that these sites trump record sales, any income is income when it comes to music.
I'm Frank Tappolito.
I'm Amanda Fama, WRPR News.